This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday. But guess what? I forget exactly what the date is. This is the 25th. When you work overnight shift, every day just seems to be Monday until it's Friday when it's payday. And they say, hey, I know today's Friday is, right? So I tend to forget exactly what the date is. But I know today is Tuesday. And now I know that today is Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. And guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about the Lodge. I can let that settle in, right? Yes, actually, we have in-house, in-company, in-studio, the St. Michael's 1634 Scottish Constitution. Yes, they're in-house. And we have the Right Worshipful Master, Cameron Smith. And, of course, he brought in the Pass District Grandmaster and, of course, the Immediate Pass Master in-studio, right? And we're going to have a conversation on exactly what is the Lodge? Who is this Scottish Constitution? Or what is this Scottish Constitution? And what exactly is this St. Michael's 1634? And how long have you been doing in the Bahamas, right? And just to understand everything about this Masonic, I think that's the right word, Masonic Constitution. So without further ado, we're going to have Right Worshipful Master Cameron Smith bring the mic closer to his mic, to his mouth, and explain exactly. You in charge. Yeah. You are the Right Worshipful Master, and then you can introduce your colleagues afterwards. Tell me who you are, what you serve as, how long you've been serving as whatever you are, right? Mm-hmm. And tell me briefly about your lodge in your own words, and then I'll go to the historian, if any better word from that.
My name is Cameron Smith, the Right Worshipful Master of Lord St. Michael, 1634 Scottish Constitution. I was recently installed as the Right Worshipful Master on June 10th, 2023, on my birthday, which was a very tremendous occasion to me, mm-hmm, of being installed on that particular day. Lord St. Michael was reconstituted back in May 1967. And to talk more about the history of St. Michael, yeah, I'll bring on Brother Arthur Chase, past master of Lord St. Michael.
Okay, so Mr. Chase.
Yes.
They're going to have you as a historian today, right? Just so we understand exactly. Yeah. You say that you're a Scottish constitution. I don't understand what that means. What do you mean by Scottish constitution?
Well, the lodge is a lodge that has been established by the Grand Lodge of Scotland in the Bahamas. And so we talk about the Scottish Constitution. And so we have Scottish lodges all over the world. The Bahamas, that's one. And you will tell by the numbers. Our number is 1634. And if you go back into the work of Grand Lodge, it starts from the number one.
Okay.
And then we go on, I think, I forget how many lodges we have worldwide.
So you're like 1,634.
On the record.
On the record.
And that's our number. And so every lodge has a number depending on when it was consecrated. And so we were consecrated in May of 1967. But the interesting part about the whole thing is that Scottish lodges existed in the Bahamas since 1854.
Wait, they had lodges older than
yeah. I mean, what St. Michael's is lodge that we call it Rebirth of Scottish Freemasonry in the Bahamas. So if you look at the records, in 1842, they had lodges in places like Turks and Caicos, that was chartered in 1806, and you have a lodge in Union Lodge in Nassau, which was chartered in 1809. St. John's Lodge was a lodge that was in Mathitown, Inagua, chartered in 1856. And I think there's a fourth lodge that was chartered in Harbour Island around that time. And we had the provincial Grand Master of those lodges was one, the governor of the Bahamas, one John Cook, in 1852. But the lodges went dormant. In between the time, Union Lodge was the last lodge that existed in the Bahamas. They went dormant in 1918, revived in 1926, and then went dormant in 1928. And so we pick up the history of lodges that are now in existence. We had a fellow called Dr. C.R. Walker.
Walker,
who himself was a Prince Or Mason, and he had some issues with Prince Or, and he decided that he will petition to the Grand Lodge of Scotland to have a lodge in the Bahamas. Well, he even made trips to Grand Lodge asking for a lodge to be chartered. And so he was put in touch with Jamaica, had a district grand lodge in Jamaica. And they put him in touch with the district grand lodge of Jamaica. And so what happened was that people who were, well, the men who were interested in forming a lodge, a Scottish lodge in Bahamas, made trips to Jamaica to be interviewed. They were interviewed there. Made trips to Jamaica, and then they became members of Jamaican lodges. And when they had a sufficient number, they then formed Lodge St. Michael. And that's why we say Lodge St. Michael is a lodge that has the rebirth of Scottish Freemason in the Bahamas, because you have that break from up until 1928.
Okay, so how many Scottish lodges are in the Bahamas
now?
Yeah.
It's
11. Just 11 of different constitutions or different groups?
No,
Scottish lodges.
Okay.
We do have the English constitution as well. They come under the United Grand Lodge of England, and we have one Irish lodge in Bahamas. It comes under the Grand Lodge of Ireland. And they are part of the Provincial Grand Lodge of Jamaica, Bahamas, and the Cayman Islands as one thing. And they come under Ireland. And so...
So just for my benefit, so there's a Scottish lodge, which is you, with a Scottish constitution. There's 11 groups under the Scottish constitution. Yeah.
Between Nassau and the Family Islands.
And the Family Islands. And then there's Irish and then there's English.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go back to our Scottish roots now. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so there we have 11 lodges, Lodge St. Michael being the eldest lodge, or the oldest lodge, celebrated, 55 years in May of this year, of continuous working in the Bahamas. And so since then we've had lodges in Eleuthera, Grand Bahama, Andras, Abaco, and where else? Somewhere else, yeah. Oh, and so we have lodges in the Bahamas. When I was district grandmaster, my goal was to have a Scottish lodge in each of our major family islands. And so we started with Grand Bahama, and then Eleuther, and so we moved on now to Abaco and to Andros.
I want to ask this, right? You are the past district grandmaster. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a district grandmaster and a right worshipful, first worshipful master?
The right worshipful district grandmaster is in charge of the district of all the lodges. He is the head of the lodges appointed by Grand Lodge of Scotland under the commission. And the right worshipful master is the person in charge of the individual lodge.
Okay, I see it.
But so he reports to the district grandmaster.
So the district is basically, the district grandmaster is in charge of the 11 yes. Scottish...
Well, he's the particular head
okay.
of lodges. Each lodge is a private lodge.
Mm-hmm.
But the Grand Lodge of Scotland puts you in the groupings. And so all lodges in Bahamas that are Scottish commissioned by Grand Lodge with a district grandmaster in charge.
How does one become commissioned under the Scottish Constitution? Like, I want to start my own lodge.
Yeah.
Right? I think I'm Scottish.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, the lodges have to recommend to Grand Lodge a person who will be appointed as the district grand master. And once that process is done, he has an appointment in the first instance of 5 years. Now, the master of lodges are elected by their individual lodges, and his appointment is really for 1 year. And so at the lodge level, at the craft level, every year, we have a new right worshipful master. But at the district level, we have a right worshipful district grandmaster who's appointed every 5 years.
Okay, and the Grand Lodge is in Scotland?
In Scotland. In,
now,
in
I'm going to ask a controversial question, mm-hmm. and you being the historian for today, Mr. Chase. Scottish, I look at Scottish being white people. You all didn't look white. I mean...
Well, you know, that has always been the accusation, you know, that it's a white lodge. But we have lodges in the Caribbean. You have lodges in downland Jamaica. You have in the Cayman Islands. You have Trinidad and Tobago. You have Guyana, you have Barbados. So all down the Caribbean, we have lodges. Yeah, they belong to, they come under the Grand Lodge of Scotland, because you have to remember that when we were part of the Commonwealth, eh? And we were also colonies of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came into the countries, they established lodges. And so, yes, I guess at the beginning, you find that a lot of lodges had just white people. But it's no longer so. If you go over, let's say, over to Africa, the Nigeria, the lodges came under the Grand Lodge of Scotland. And I think it was just about 10 years ago, they formed their own Grand Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, basically, they are my pigmentation. I mean, they look like me. And so it's Ghana. And so you have lodges in Australia, you have in Singapore and Malaysia, all that come under in some way, shape, or form, the Grand Lodge of Scotland.
Okay, let me bring Mr. Pratt. And Mr. Pratt is the immediate past master. And I want to know ranking, or how do I become a member? Let's say I want to become a member of the Scottish Lodge, and of course I want to have the eldest lodge, Lord St. Michael, 1634, and I say, hey, I want to join you all.
Let me, it would be better, I believe, for you to have a conversation with Mr. Gray.
Okay, let's bring Mr. Gray in, since he's the younger.
Brother Gray is one of our younger members.
Yes.
And so he should be able to tell you.
Is that how he best bring you inside, Gray?
What he did.
Good.
In order to become a member of the lodge.
And now we're speaking to Christopher Gray, who is the youth in this lodge right here. And now we're talking about that process. I'm interested in joining the lodge. What do I do?
Well, first you have to approach us. The lodge does not solicitate.
I mean, you don't recruit me. You can't say, "Well, Nuri is a good man. Let me bring him in and bring him."
I know Nuri to be a good man.
Okay, that's good.
So I would approach the organization once Nuri shows interest,
mm-hmm.
and I would ask the brethren in the organization to consider Nuri to be a member, and then the vetting process begins.
What do you mean by vetting process?
But
a secret?
Interesting question.
No, well, we have a application process.
So it's a form I fill out.
Right. Once you follow the form, your name will be circulated internationally as well to see if any brother know you or have some kind of grievance with you.
Grievance is
as an objection. Objection.
So people like me who have don't move the mic, Mike. I'm still talking to you, Christopher. People like me who's like six of us have the same name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess you're doing an Interpol search type thing.
We do due diligence when it comes to letting members into our gates. You know, we pride ourselves on who we are, and we have to make sure that we bring worthy people. Men into our organization.
What do you mean by worthy men?
Worthy men, men of good character, strict morals, you know, men who would like charity, because that's one of our biggest things, our charitable outreach to the communities. So we are a group of like-minded people. We don't criminal records and stuff. We don't, you know, it'd be hard to join us if you do.
So no criminals inside your lodge? I mean, that you know of.
Not to my knowledge. Because like I said, during the vetting, we do all of that.
Okay. But let's go back to Chris. So they vet you. What happened after you get vetted? Who come back to you and say, yeah, man, look like you win?
After the vetting process, they invite you out to a number of the events that they would have throughout the year.
What do you mean by event?
The lodge has a lot. They do a lot of social work and charity events. For example, I remember my first time attending something was at the All Saints Camp off Bacardi Road. Since then, we've done some work with the AIDS Foundation, and I suspect that they will expand on that.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the show,
I can make space for you. Not if not today, I can make space because I enjoy this conversation. Go ahead. What else did you do before they say you are part of us? You're a brother now.
Well, one of the things that the lodge does, they also do socials,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, for example, the coming boat cruise. I know there's a Christmas party, and then the installations. So you come out to these events and you get to meet those persons who are currently in the organization.
I mean, those 11 people. I mean, those 11 groupings.
No,
this is just for St. Michael's.
Those persons who are in St. Michael's.
Okay,
although the other lodges who are part of the Scottish Constitution, and sometimes the English Constitution as well, sometimes they come out and participate.
Okay, so, I want to know how you get to say you part of the group. How that process goes.
After that, they take a vote in the lodge. Right.
I think he needs to back a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once you make the application... you are, well, we call it investigated.
Investigated, yeah.
And we do an investigation on the background check and so on. We do a check through the police system as well,
mm-hmm.
to see that, listen, you're not...
you have good character.
You have good character and all that. And then we invite you to come and have an interview with the master and the committee of the lodge, and he has a proposer and a seconder, and they also have to give a tongue of good report for him.
Mm-hmm.
And after this interview, then the lodge itself, after hearing the report that the committee of inquiry brings to him about him, the lodge itself, every member in the lodge should be there and cast a ballot as to whether or not he is acceptable.
So, going back to Mr. Pratt, so what position would be Christopher right now?
Christopher is entered apprentice, so he's just joined
us.
Joined us. So it's a progressive thing. So as you, the more time you spend, the higher you would go.
But so let's start from ranking. What's the bottom?
The bottom is an entered apprentice.
Entered apprentice. Right. And what's next after that?
You got a fellow of craft.
Fellow of craft.
Right.
And what's after that?
And then you have a master mason. Now Freemasonry only is only practiced in 3 degrees. Although you would hear people say
300 degrees.
3 degrees.
I know people who have 266 degrees.
Yeah.
So 3 degrees, right?
But you can, there's other orders where you can get those other degrees, but the craft at the craft level is 3 degrees. The highest rank you can get in the craft is become the master. There's several offices, but the highest level you can be in a craft lodge is the master.
And you call about three different masters, you know, you said past master, then we had district grand master, then we have a worshiper master.
Okay, well, last year I served as master of the lodge.
And what does that mean?
Well, I was responsible for the running of the lodge for a year.
Okay.
And I installed Brother Smith here on the 10th of June when he took over from myself.
And he became the worshipful...
Right worshipful
master. What's the difference between right worshipful master and master, like you were?
Well, it's the same.
Now I understand.
It's one the same. You know, it's just a shorter form. Instead of saying right worshipful, you say master. But yeah, so I'm also an office bearer because I'm his immediate past. That's actually an office that's held in lodge.
Okay. Basically like a support staff.
Right.
I see we have a colleague here who wants to engage. And I want to... And this is where I'm going to bait Mr. Chase.
Oh.
Right? I'm going to bait Mr. Chase because you used the word craft. Mm-hmm. Bohemian people are superstitious. And that word craft, he ain't no easy word. I want to know what type of craft you all be doing in the Scottish Masons. We're going to come that today. Let's go to this caller first. And I can say one sentence and bait you and then allow you to respond.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
A pleasure. Good morning, Mr. Newey.
Good morning to you.
Oh. It is Sparky here. Can you hear me, Claire?
Yeah, I hear you here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on a mobile. Good morning to the craft.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is Sparky, Gene Fountain, St. James number 3, Camp Road, Prince Al Mesa.
Yeah.
The Brown Prince of the Royal Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Louis, now listen, you don't want to block me today, eh?
No, I can give you your 2 minutes.
That's a 32nd degree, the Brown Prince of the Royal Secret. Flash through all the master masons and all of those. Got the other orders. One more step to go. That's the 33rd degree. Remember Jesus died at 33? You listening?
Yeah, listening. I'm just calming down here 2 minutes.
I hear a lot of stories being told about these clandestine Masonic lodges. Majority of times when these lodges break off from other lodges and form their own lodges, it is not because of the lodge they have issues with. Majority of the time, it's personalities. Just like life itself, you have PLPs in there, FNMs in there, DNAs in there. Sometimes individuals calling themselves brothers to take after one another and protect wives and widows and orphans, they get into personality clashes. So they leave from one lodge to the next lodge and form another group, calling themselves Commonwealth this, an international that, and round the world.
Please now, Sparky, you're running out of time.
Yeah, but listen, the knowledge, man.
Yeah, you're but I have a whole group here.
All kind of
stuff, get to talk to you, Sparky.
But you don't listen to knowledge. there's a lodge called a Big Time Lodge in Stapleton Garden, only on one story. For years, they got some of the lodges around here.
Let me go back to the Scottish Constitution
and speak about
St. Michael 1634 and concentrate on them. Craft. I'm scared of the craft. I'm not sure what craft means. You got to explain what the craft means to me. But I have known about lodges who's been in the graveyard. I don't know what they've been doing in the graveyard. I'm not saying what you've been in the graveyard.
Me neither.
But I want you to explain what craft means. And have you ever heard about any lodges being in the graveyard and doing the Scottish 1634? I mean, I don't know if you're comfortable with that. Do you all go in the graveyard?
Okay, let's start with when we use the word craft, we talk about the individual lodge as and they are craftsmen, and we just talk about them under that umbrella as craft. They're Freemasons. They belong to a lodge, and then their lodge is governed by the regulations of a Grand Lodge. And so we just blanketly talk about them as craft lodges.
Okay.
In other words, they practice 3 degrees, first, second, and third degree. They're craft lodges, the foundation of Freemasonry. Now, we go in the graveyard. I mean, but when we go in the graveyard...
Wait. Say it again.
You be going to graveyard.
Okay, let's make sure I didn't hear you wrong, because you know I can follow up. Go ahead.
We go in the graveyard, but when we go in the graveyard, we may go to a funeral to inter a brother.
That's regular stuff, man.
As far as we're concerned, we are members of the regular population, and we just attend the funeral. Some lodges go and they perform a rite at the graveside.
And when you say rite, you mean ritual?
Yeah, rite.
Because I saw a recording when they have the whole service in secret terms.
We don't do that.
You don't do
it? No. The Scottish Masons don't do it. Mind you, there might be a request of a deceased brother that we perform a burial rite.
So the Scottish Mason has a burial rite,
yeah,
whatever
we
that
have,
is.
Yeah, we do it, but not in regalia, just as gentlemen. In other words, we put on a suit or some color and go to... I know other lodges do a performance in full ritual, and I believe most people in Bahamas are aware of that sort of thing. And so... You have the Prince Hall who do it. You have International, Commonwealth, all those lodges do. But the English, the Irish, and the Scottish don't do it.
We don't
parade in regalia,
yeah.
Except on special occasion, like if we're laying a cornerstone for the building, then we we go to a church service and we get permission from Grand Lodge to appear at the church service, especially if it's the lodge celebrating its golden jubilee,
mm-hmm.
or they're celebrating 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they might have display of that nature.
One of the reasons why we use the word craft is because Freemasonry is based actually on the craft of building.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice all our symbols have to do with building materials.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tools. So when we say enter the apprentice, when someone go on a construction site, they go as a helper,
mm-hmm.
It's enter the apprentice. And a semi-skilled laborer is a fellow of craft. But mm-hmm. when you become a master mason, then you should be, you know, well-versed at your skill. So it's based on an actual building of a temple. And that's how the whole Freemasonry got started.
So I the phone started blinking again. And I want to talk about your charitable events that you do. And that's why I say I have to invite you back to make sure I get all of this covered, right? Mr. Pratt mentioned building of a temple. Is there any worship, Christianity, spirituality inside this organization? Because just because you mentioned the word temple, I said, let me ask the question.
Well, lodges meet in a lodge hall, which we refer to as the temple.
Oh. Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
And
right.
Then you if you go biblical, you think of King Solomon's temple. And that is the premise in which we use that word temple. The brethren, as Brother Pratt has said, they're craftsmen. So in other words, the whole idea of Freemasonry is built on architectural drawings, architectural buildings, and that's why, let's say, if you go to the UK and you see some of the cathedrals that have been built, they've been built by Freemasons using the square, the compass, and all those.
And I see you, Carla. Let me ask you this. What is Freemasonry, or what is a Freemason? Because I went straight to the Scottish Lodge, and I did not ask that question. So the listening audience can appreciate this is a Freemason.
Yeah, well, if you become a member of the craft, you then become a Mason. You're a Mason, and Freemasonry is, is on your own thing. You decide that you want to become a Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you're coerced in any way to become a Mason. And once you're a Mason, we call you Freemasons. I mean, but it's an expensive organization to join.
I can imagine. But let's go to this caller here. You put on your earplugs now. Producer, tell me, crash that caller for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I'm glad to stuck in the voice so long with you and your panel, Yuri.
Good morning.
You need justice, Lord, on the Bahamas here. I just want to have a word with Mr. Chase, please.
Go ahead.
I don't know, how are you? This is Braymond here.
Yeah, Braymond, yeah, how are you?
I'm holding, thank God. I need to speak to you on an issue. May I leave my number with the producer for you to call me when you get a chance, please?
Yeah, sure.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Braymond.
Can you put me on to the producer, please?
He's going
to
do that right now. So, you mentioned Solomon, King Solomon, which is a biblical character,
mm-hmm.
right? And the narrative of Freemasonry
yeah.
has a biblical reference. Mm-hmm. They even have an African reference. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it goes all the way to European reference, mm-hmm. right? But in terms of building and structured and these... like these artifacts in terms of the compass and the square, whatever mm-hmm. it is, right? What connection does Freemasonry have to King Solomon?
I guess you follow the legend, and Freemasonry is built around the narrative of King Solomon and the rebuilding of the temple. Jerusalem, and I think that's the basis on which we work. Everything springs from that.
Okay. Now I'm going to pivot here. I'm going to talk about charitable pledges that you do and commit yourself to, because the Scottish Constitution tends to do a lot of charitable work in the Bahamas. That's what you're known for. This particular organization, the St. Michael's organization, have partnered with the AIDS Foundation or what do you call that place?
All Saints Camp.
I want to hear about your projects. People who you partner with, what you do on a daily basis, say, hey, this is what we do. Call some names so I can say, yes, this is what St. Michael's do.
Well, twice a year, the Brethren of St. Michael's Week do a donation to the All Saints Camp Divine. That's a Nassau Road. We have an endowment, I think it's an endowment with the University of Bahamas for any male student that is taking up a music degree.
Mm-hmm. And we actually had a student that received our scholarship that came back and joined our lodge.
Nice.
Unfortunately, he's unable to make it today.
Okay.
But he was very appreciative, and he said that once he was finished, he had to come and join the organization that really helped him out when he needed it.
Y'all paid for his entire school fee?
No. He got an endowment.
Endowment, I understand.
They helped him out. He said it helped him out there and then, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So with that, we also have a mentorship program. We started a mentorship program at the Sibyl Scrawn Primary School for at-risk boys, ranges from grade 3 to grade 6. And we also have, it's one more.
Well, what we also do too, we have people that would approach us that needs help.
Mm-hmm.
We've sponsored bands before with musical instruments. We actually, the Sibyl Scrawn School, we also sponsored their band. And Golden Gates Assembly, a marching band, we sponsored them with some instruments. So
you put your money where your mouth is.
Yes.
You don't say you do. You actually work.
We work. The thing is, we've been blessed to be in the position where we at. So and I think that more of us as Bahamians should go there and try and help. This year we also taken on another initiative with the All Saints Divine Camp. They say every time it's back to school, they're in need of, underwear and school supplies and stuff. So that's going to be a next initiative we start this year for the children at All Saints Divine to return back to school.
Okay, nice. And I appreciate that. You also have a fundraiser soon.
Yes.
Well, I should talk about that one time. Because it looked like you're using the money to reinvest into the community. Yeah. So yes, I said, let's talk about it.
So this coming Friday, Mr. Michael is hosting this annual fundraiser boat cruise.
I just get 2 textbooks. You say you offer the best boat cruise, by the way. But go ahead.
Yes, we know and have a good time. It for the grown folks, it reminds you back to the 601 days where grown folks come and have a good time and fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we it's basically all about.
You might as well tell me how to get the tickets, since you're talking about it.
Okay, well, I have tickets on me now, but you can reach out to any member of St. Michael if you know a member. If not, if someone is interested, we'll leave contact numbers here at the studio that they can get in contact with.
Does St. Michael have a contact number or social media page or anything?
We have an active Facebook page. They can leave a comment on the Facebook page, and Brother Gray will reach back out to them. And also, their numbers are actually recorded on the first Facebook page.
Okay, what are the numbers?
Brother Wallace at 427-0084. Brother Charles Wells at 803-6428 for advanced ticket sales.
And what's the Facebook page name?
The Facebook page name is Lord St. Michael.
Oh, okay, so I just go there and say, I want to join, by the way, and then they start that process.
the joining process is a little more complex than that, because you have 9 times out of 10 the prospect is somebody that a brother knows and would have approached them in joining. So it is not as easy as going on Facebook and say I want to join.
Okay, you're making it difficult for me. And, another thing, right? You mentioned craft and trade earlier. Does the Lord St. Michael teach me how to be they do construction stuff? Or young people say, hey man, you come learn carpentry, you know. This is who we this is our foundation. So come, I can teach young men how to do something.
We're not operative masons.
No, okay.
I mean, some of us have skills like myself. Mason, but
I could barely pump gas, so I was hoping that someone would teach me.
What we do is to build character.
Build character.
Yeah. And so the when we apply the workings of the tools, and they'd be talking about building character.
Mm-hmm.
No, we are not operative, we're speculative masons.
Okay.
And that's what it's all about.
So see, I can beat you now.
I know, of course
I got to beat you, Mr. Chase.
Yeah.
I read about King Solomon, and I know he used to do magic. Y'all don't teach magic.
I don't know.
The books I read. I read speech books. So y'all don't teach me magic either. Okay. I just, let me throw it out there. And then you can say, you know, confirm or deny. Mm-hmm. And y'all ain't teach me that either. So.
Well, none of us sitting at this table know magic. So maybe we may not have reached that.
That 200 degree. Yeah, you know, still at that one. Two and three. But I enjoying this conversation. There's so many myths and about masonry in general. The lodges in general, where a number of behemoths have conspiracy theories. And man, if you join the Mason, this can happen and whatever happened. But you're a gentleman and gentlemen who are committed in the developing the Bahamas. And you're learned gentlemen, professional gentlemen. And I'm impressed just to know that there's an organization of men who does that. But what about women? I've seen lodges where there are women marching. In regalia, and I say y'all don't dress up in your regalia unless it's a special function. I'm listening to y'all Scottish people, and y'all different, right? So, what about women? Y'all don't have no women affiliate?
No, we don't have a women's...
no women branch?
In Scottish Freemasonry, or English, or Irish.
So who has been watching? I've been watching people marching and women.
But mark you know, the lodges take into account families.
Okay.
And our thing is that families are the foundations of the lodge. And so we have family days for our brethren and
explain families. Family day, because that sounds
fun. When we get together as a family, all brethren go. We don't want to only know the Mason. We want to know the Mason and his family. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the brother may have gone
astray.
No. Meet somebody.
He might have died. And then the family, we want to make sure that we know the family. Ensure we take care of the family.
So you still support the family despite the brother being transitioned?
Yeah. We do.
Nice.
We do. We check on them. Every year we give them a gift, a token of appreciation, you know. So after brother dies, his family doesn't die and goes on, and we know... We have an obligation to still look out for them.
Well, that's nice. And I appreciate that. And I'm sure that they have a committee who's responsible for that. So we'll be, hey, brother, this one transition, and we want to make sure, remember him, whatever time. So that's good. But let's do a synopsis now, right? Mm-hmm. This is the St. Michael 1634. Where are you located? Your temple. Or that secret?
Our temple.
He just said
no. Where Masons meet is no secret.
Oh, I don't know.
And so we meet at Stapledon at 11 McKinney Avenue. That's where our lodge hall is.
Do you all have one of those symbols so I can probably pass by? No,
yes. Okay. Of course. And there's also the English temple at Bay Street.
Oh, yes. We see the big thing.
And so English and Irish meet there. There's no secret with me, and I tell people all the time, we don't have any secrets.
Don't have any secrets.
Because you know where we meet, you know who the people are involved, but mind you, it's an organization with secrets that is privy to members only.
So some things you'll hide from me, that you said?
No.
I didn't say hide.
I just seen Rick Wayne.
It's just like a corporation.
Yeah.
You go in a high-level meeting to a corporation, you wouldn't come out and just tell the whole... So it's basically the same.
I understand.
And we're in the process now of building a new home.
Okay.
And on Dolphin Drive.
Nice.
So we would have a Masonic complex there. And, you know, if you pass by on Dolphin Drive on the side of Disabilities Unlimited, you would see the buildings starting to take shape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's one of our initiatives now as we speak to get the new temple built.
Nice. In terms of size of your membership, do you 40, 50, 100 people, more than that? I mean, if you're comfortable saying that, or just you have a good amount.
Talking about in the Bahamas in general, or
no, I'm talking about St. Michael's.
Michael's, Lord St. Michael. I do suspect Lodge and Michael has in excess of 100 members. Eh?
Okay, that's nice. That's
active.
Nice.
And
mind you, not all of them are active.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, I guess, about 50% who are active.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have... and then you have the smaller lodges, and they have about 50 members.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mid-sized lodges that have about 75 or so. But then you find that as organizations go, not everybody is very active in its process. So you have what you call the faithful few.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep the organization alive.
And then we on our 56th year of being introduced back into the Bahamas, and we have a lot of older members because of age and mm-hmm. ailments that unable to make it. So every so often we would go and visit them and, you know, spend some time with them.
Before we go, I want to give respect to your leadership head. So I'm here with the right worshipful Master Cameron Smith. Who would be second in command? Or is there like a vice president?
Well, for second in command, I would be... it would be the depute. My option would be the depute and substitute or the meter past master.
Okay.
Look at that aspect. But it's basically a cabinet... There's an executive team.
I understand.
That runs the lodge.
Okay.
So it's a succession thing. So once you get into a certain position, it's expected that you may go on to the next position.
I understand. And there's 3 degrees inside the Scottish Masonry, right? Any of you gentlemen at the third level yet?
Three of us except.
You know, I'm trying to understand the whole gamut of things. So I understand.
You have to be a master mason, the whole office and lodge.
Okay.
To start with, right? Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to take a quick commercial break here. But I'm trying to understand the whole gamut of this organization. I'm impressed. you've dispelled a lot of myths. Right, because earlier they said all kind of secrecy and they used the word craft. And I'm trying, you're a regular Bahamian man. Regular Bahamian man doing things. But let me take this quick break right now. This is Guardian Radio in AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, I have the Right Worshipful Master Cameron Smith here. I have the past district Grandmaster Arthur Chase here. And of course, the immediate past Right Worshipful Master Wilfred Pratt. And of course, we have how you pronounce that? Your title again?
Entered
Apprentice Christopher Gray here present also. And of course, he gave his journey of joining the lodge when he took interest, and then he petitioned to join and go into that journey. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break right here, and we're going to come right back. Of course, Friday, they're having a boat cruise. Yep. And we're going to talk more about that, where to go buy tickets before we go. Guardian Radio AM, we'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, we have the Lord St. Michael 1634 of the Scottish Constitution here with me. And we're talking about the Lodge in general and what they're doing. I'm very impressed with your commitment to developing the Bahamas, especially your charity work. You work with the AIDS Foundation here and also the families. It's very good to know. And I want to bring you back to hash that out. I want to hear about from these organizations in terms of how has your lodge helped them, right? The benefits of the lodge assisting them. You mentioned UB and scholarships, or the grant? What it was?
Yes,
you mentioned that. But I wonder, before you go, talk about the boat cruise that you're having this Friday. Right, and there's another Christmas event. I want to hear about that. Let's talk about the Christmas event first, and then we go back to the boat cruise.
So normally in January we would have, we'd call it a post-Christmas party, post-Christmas / New Year's party. This year January was awesome, and for those who missed it this year, they should not miss next year January, because it's going to be bigger and better. And anyone who was there, they would know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Everybody just go away. Okay, then so let's talk about the boat cruise. What's happening? Where it's going to be launching from?
The boat cruise is this coming Friday. The pickup departure is at Prince George Wharf. We'll be on board the total package. There is limited space. The boat can only hold 250.
Cleared by our ticket now then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The boat can only hold 250, and we sold about 100, little 150, 175 tickets.
Can I get two? So I just said that I want to give out two. That's asking. Just asking. Go ahead.
We'll leave tickets for you to present on your show.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Also, a lot of persons who are familiar with DJ Rev. Rev is actually on the DJ, one of the main DJs on the boat cruise from some of my events. So expect to come on Friday. Have a good time. If you're not familiar with the Blue Diamond, we have a special drink, the Blue Diamond
drink.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be provided on the boat cruise.
Cost of tickets.
Cost of tickets is $25 in advance. $25 in advance. It comes with a free drink.
And a free drink.
And a free drink.
And this $30 at the boat. And this is this Friday.
This Friday.
Total package.
Total package.
There's food on
the boat.
Food and food on the boat.
Food and drinks will be on sale.
And there's go on the Facebook page and you get the information there.
Correct.
And the phone numbers are there.
Yes.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. I'm going to invite you definitely back to continue our conversation with the Lodge. Have a wonderful day.